My favorite example, to put in perspective, would be from David Foster Wallace. He goes on to say how the so-called depressed person who tries to kill themselves doesn't do it out of hopelessness or this abstract idea that life's assets and debts don't square out. And it's definitely not because that death seems suddenly appealing and intoxicating. Imagine one night you're going on a stroll and you see this high rise on fire. At the very top of it, someone's on the balcony and they're ready to jump. Tell them not to jump. But that is just from your view. You don't understand that with every minute that passes, they could feel the flames from underneath them. At that point, you can't blame someone for picking, the lesser of two evils. Unless you yourself has been engulfed by those flames, unless you yourself has felt it, there's no way you could really understand how they got there or where they're coming from. So I'm Christina. This is Bedtime Stories of the Grieving Optimist. And this is my attempt to share my stories and the stories of the incredible people around me. It's not for everyone, but I think once you start listening, it may be easy to peek in and judge and criticize these people, but unless you've been in their shoes, unless you felt the flames yourselves, it's really hard to judge. I hope that listening to the show could help you empathize and understand others more, and that maybe together we could help one another enjoy life, give each other a reason to smile and dance. That would be really amazing. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next one.